I'm at the UCLan Games Design Show, and I'm just talking to Richard Warner about his display. Is a graphic games design background. Richard, hi.
Hi. Just
tell me a little bit about your background before you came onto the course, the sorts of areas that you were working in before.
I do come from like a graphic design background, but I've always had an interest in games ever since I was four, playing with the old Amstrads. I've always wanted to be able to design levels.
Yeah.
And because I've got close to 10 years experience with Photoshop and Flash, actually being able to use that, a lot of that in what I needed to get my ideas across for the show as well.
I'm just looking at what you've got on display here, and it's absolutely fantastic. You've got a concept for a game called Frozen. What's the idea behind the game, or what?
The idea is it's based around an old sci-fi science fiction film called The Thing, where it's set in the Antarctic, but it really plays on the temperature. The colder you get, the less abilities that you have, and your controls get a bit more sluggish, so you've really got to look after yourself rather than actually just going and gunning everyone down.
Right.
It's a first-person shooter game for the DS as well, so it gives the market a bit more of that first-person shooter action that not many companies have decided to dive into as well. With a 3DS out as well, and the PS Vita out very soon. It's these sort of games that really do push the graphics and the new technology for home consoles and portable consoles as well.
The style, I'm just looking at your character here. Has he got a name, this character here?
No, not really.
No, he hasn't got a name yet, so we can call him Richard.
Yeah.
How did you start? Did you start on a sketch pad with a pen and a pencil?
Yeah, it's really more just doing quick concepts, but I was really looking at what references I can draw from. So I was looking at, seeing as he's an engineer, I wanted to have a look at like Team Fortress 2, because that's got a very popular engineer character. But I was looking at, again, at the Thing as well, and seeing
the character played by Kurt Russell, I think.
Yeah. And seeing what the character needs to actually look like, that he's actually in that environment, and what actually makes it attractive to actually for the player to actually play that character.
The visuals look fantastic. I like they've got a grid. You've got like it looks like little handwritten notes on paper stuck all around the outside.
Yeah.
I just have a look at this game here. You've got called Nazca, which looks like it's got sort of a South American Aztec design.
It's that one's all based around the Nazca chalk drawings in Peru.
Right.
Yeah. Giant.
Okay.
It's all based on the animals. I'm quite a fan of mythology and alien sort of lore behind it as well. So it's really looking at why were these drawings illustrated, and when you actually really look into it, then there's a lot of more to it as well. There's a lot of grid patterns and everything.
Yeah.
But I wanted to do a game about a kid coming to age as well. So it really appeals to like the Ben 10 market as well. So I wanted to come up with a character that appeals to that demographic as well. And through that, a typical game like this would want to pump out quite a lot of merchandise. So you've got like your action figures and you've got like your TV shows as well. So
all the follow on products,
so it really plays on that as well.
And you've got all these kind of friendly little characters, the primate, the spider, the fish, the condor, the wolf.
Yeah. It was through these actual drawings from the Nazca Plains, the character would be able to morph into these animals he's part of this Alder bloodline as well, and he's sort of this protector because his grandfather became ill and he's been chosen to represent his tribe.
It really is worth coming to have a look. If people can't actually make it to the show, have you got an online presence where people can?
Yes, it's www.gd2011.co.uk.
That's brilliant. Okay. Thank you, Richard.
Thank you.